Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schottsetter. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting second. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Batting third. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Parrott. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Kemp moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into left field. Meyer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Meyer. Kemp scores. Hebner moves to third. Summers moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson throws the ball into Mendoza, who tags Cowens trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hebner scores. Summers scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Milbourne reaches second base with a double. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza strikes out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milbourne moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Roberts now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Duffy Dyer now catching. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Paciorek moves to second. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paciorek moves to third. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dyer for a passed ball. Paciorek scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Cox reaches second base with a double. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Kemp moves to third. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kemp tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summers moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Milburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Mendoza hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wagner moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts bunts in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner strikes out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cowens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Milbourne hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dyer strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Mendoza hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Peters steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Heaverlow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cox for a passed ball. Peters moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paciorek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Summers is hit by the pitch. Jack Morris pinch runs for Champ Summers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaverlow fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Heaverlow. Morris moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cowens strikes out. 1 out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyer is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-3 in the game. Mendoza hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rob Dressler now pitching. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Seattle Mariners, 2. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.